Yes, indeed. It's D-Boy, West Coast Uncensored, here at you today. How's everybody doing out there in the land as the one that uncensors the censored and breaks down word of the day, breaks down the everything that we deal in our toolbox that I've talked about in former toolbox. And go check out my stuff on Spotify, because I realized the switching over of Anchor to Spotify, and all my stuff is there. I was looking here, and I go, where did all my my intellectual teaching properties and little lectures go? And then I looked and found it on Spotify. So I had to stand up and go onto Spotify and do some dilly dally and sign up, which you can go do, and seeing that all my properties there under D-Boy West Coast Uncensored. There's actually two of them. I actually made two accounts, not putting together. So my older stuff is there, and you'll find it on D-Boy West Coast Uncensored. There, you'll probably see two of them. They are me. Both of them are me. My older stuff's there. My from last week, I made a new video, lectures there, and that's there. So, and here I did word of the day. Breaking down that English equivocal language meaning of words and going into etymology and breaking down what the words really are associated meaning, which is all connected to frequency, vibration, and energy, which is the foundation of your universe and how you function by energy. Everything is by energy. So when I looked at that and thought about it, I was thinking about this. The word ignorance, right? Think about the word ignorance. The word ignorance. And it's a lack of wisdom, a lack of knowledge. And that lack of, right? The lacking, the old, we've talked about before, the old lackey. Kind of what's been pushed on us is that we lack resources, we lack food, we lack energy, which when we tap into into the higher aspects of yourself with that, where all the knowledge and wisdom is, you realize that ain't the facts. That's running game to cause fear vibration, which is a lower vibration. The reality, you can tap into your abundance, which is plenty, 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 and plenty. But it's a tap into it. If you let the mind, it's heavy. With wisdom, you got to know how to use energy and words in your mindsets. If you don't plug in your mindset and take control of the programming aspects of what we see out here and do it, they will plug you into them. So I suggest if you're in the place to get out of an ignorant mindset. And when I say ignorant mindset, I'm not trying to be mean or judgmental. The reality of the ignorant mindset, right, is the word ignorance. So when I look at the word ignorance, I see the word ignorant is actually about ignorance, ignoring. And I look at that word and I see the word ignore and then a rant. And this is a big deal to me. When you get caught up when your emotions are your leader and not your follower, again, when your emotions are your leader and not your follower, you will be taken on emotional drudgery from one side of the pole to the other. You will ping pong or go through when the ball goes to one side and goes to the other and other, and the balance is always in the center. Listen to former videos. We talked about how that neutral or the center place will get you out of judgment. But notice that word, if you ignore, and notice that ignore somewhat like Igor. Igor was always the lackey who running around doing lackey work for, you know, for the evil vampire, for the crazy doctor, right? The sinister doctor. He would have Igor, who usually was, Igor would then have, what would Igor have? He'd have little hunchback, little hunchy. And stuff like that. Learn to follow your instinct, your gut, your intuition, that which will never set you astray. And why I say that is that when you start looking at this stuff and you start hearing it, you'll start seeing it. So And then when we go religiously, there's a scripture back in the old days said, my people are destroyed for lack of ignorance. And I mean, for a lack of knowledge, which the lack of knowledge, as I read this more, is the ignorance. Ignoring is the Iggy, that little Igor in you, that doesn't really cling to knowledge, but clings to, especially opinions, opiates. I call opinions opiates. Why? Because you get addicted to them, and they have it's folly. Yeah, you get a good feeling, but it's folly. It takes you on rides that become actually situations that don't uplift you, don't provide for you. And when I say uplift and provide, I'm talking about the vastness of yourself, just not. And I'm talking about really people here that have tasted an awakenedness, a spiritual regeneration, energetic advancement of expanding of their conscious being, that which doesn't pass, only the physical passes, and then the fear aspect to come. But that's a whole different thing to talk about. So the knowledge, right, from Latin, ignorant. And I started looking at the ignorant and looking at the ignorant in a whole different way, right? Because when I started seeing it, it talks about lacking, right? It talks about lacking and not knowing, no connection. You can't connect to anything. You're not connecting. And then it has that rant. When you get in emotionally frailing rants is when people usually go into their emotions, and then they go off course into their emotions, and they go down these rivers. They do these travels, emotional traveling in their ranting. But usually it's not backed by that solid foundation. Sure, you can rant all you want, but really, how does your body feel? How does your emotions feel? How does your energetic body feel? How does your health feel? What did you put your seven organs through? What are your seven organs needing to be tuned again because you took them through a rant? Think about that. You took them through a rant based on ignoring the truth and the foundation and the wisdom and the justice and all those things that operate in you, but you allow it, or being ignorant to it, allow it not to fulfill your health, your reasoning, your knowledge, knowing. I'm talking about knowing. I'm not talking about, you know, we're talking about going in a place where we're surpassing believing. Believing has a, in that English, in that equivocal language, has a word and a lie in the middle of it. I ain't talking about that. Them that know what I'm talking about will know that. We're talking about operating from that higher state of consciousness, who you are in that place, and knowing how to make good, and not being, not ignore, and not ranting, because you ignore the truth. And then you go on rants. Rants to amplify, it's really reveal that you don't know and you don't have wisdom. There's an old saying, right? They would say, ignorance is bliss. And I think about that and I go, that might be a cup of coffee and some good creamer in it, but that don't last. You set that hot cup of coffee down, the creamer, set it down 15 minutes, that sucker gets cold real quick because it won't last. The rant necessarily does not serve you into the fullness of going to your highest awakening. All right. So I'm going to do a part two. I'm going to cut it real quick here in one. I'm going to do a part two of this because I have a little bit more I want to add, but I don't want to keep going. I want to go ahead and stop it here and then jump on with a part two.